Positive acceptance. Life's everyday annoyances can quickly escalate into frustration and anger. From a flat bike tire to stubbing your toe, minor inconveniences can feel overwhelming. But why do these moments bother us so much? It's because we wish the past or present were different right now. When you catch yourself wishing things were different, remember, what's done is done. Instead of dwelling on the impossible, follow these four steps to take control. 1. Notice when you're hoping for a change that can't happen. 2. Understand that what you're wishing for is out of reach. 3. Release the idea that things could be different. 4. Shift your attention to how you can make things better moving forward. You can't just shut off unproductive thoughts by flipping a switch. But once you realize that dwelling on negativity gets you nowhere, your initial emotional response will calm down over time, and the negative thoughts will fade away. If it pops back up, use the same positive acceptance approach until it fades again. With practice, this method can help reduce your habit of negative thinking. Understand mental images. People often have a picture in their minds of how things should go. But when reality doesn't match up, it can lead to feelings of anger or disappointment. These emotions are natural, but they come from our past experiences and biology. By understanding why we feel this way, we can learn to manage these emotions better. Negative thoughts can keep painful emotions alive and even intensify over time. Instead of letting them fester, tackle them head-on using acceptance. Recognizing that dwelling on the past with "if only I'd" or "I should have" statements only fuels regret. To break free, focus on understanding the root of your negative thought patterns. On the flip side, worry involves fixating on potential negative outcomes in the future, which ultimately serves no purpose. Worry typically starts with thoughts like, "What if I?" When you find yourself worrying, try a modified approach of accepting positivity instead. 1. Be aware when you start worrying about something. 2. Understand that worrying about the future is pointless because you can't control it. 3. Release the worries once you've acknowledged them. 4. Shift your attention to what you can control and how you can make things better. From worries to solutions. When worries creep in, shift your focus from the problem to the solution. Swap out "what if" questions for "then what" solutions. Picture the worst-case scenario and ask yourself what would happen next. Keep asking "then what" several times and brainstorm solutions for each step. Remember, most worries never come true. Look back at past worries and see how they weren't as bad as feared. What's the worst-case scenario? If it happens, what's the next step? Then what? Repeat and brainstorm solutions. Even in the worst-case scenario, would everyone be safe? And would happiness eventually return? Accept tough emotions. Many of us shy away from facing our difficult feelings because, as kids, we were often told that they were unacceptable. But it's crucial to realize that emotions themselves aren't harmful. They're just a natural part of being human. To move past them, the first step is to acknowledge and accept them. Facing negative emotions head-on is less stressful than trying to push them away. When we resist them, they stick around and get stronger. Instead, acknowledge your feelings and fully experience them. By paying attention to your emotions without judgment, you can start to see them from a more detached perspective. Sometimes, you might need extra help, especially with intense emotions like sadness or grief. Accepting these feelings doesn't mean you have to like them, but it can help you manage them better. Conquer anxiety. When our actions are driven by emotions, it often leads to problems. Fear can hold us back, limiting our potential. If we always give in to fear and avoid what makes us afraid, it reinforces the belief that the fear is justified. This cycle can worsen psychological conditions like addiction or depression. Anxiety, originally meant to keep us safe, can now hold us back. Instead of protecting us from real dangers, It often kicks in during harmless situations. This leads to phobias and avoidance behavior, making the fear seem even more real. But there's a way out. Instead of running from what scares us, we should face it head-on. By doing the opposite of what our fear tells us, we can retrain our brains. It's not about ignoring our feelings, but accepting them while still taking action. It couldn't have been any different. Our life history shapes who we are, our character, mindset, and skills. It's the sum of our experiences and thoughts, influencing our behavior, emotions, and choices. At any given moment, our actions are a result of everything that led up to it. If we regret past actions, dwelling on them doesn't help. Instead, taking responsibility for our behavior empowers us to learn and grow. Remember, you did what you could with what you knew then. So, own your actions, learn from them, and strive to do better in the future. When you upset someone on purpose, it's important to recognize it and apologize. Similarly, if you regret your actions, you can make a plan to act better next time. To change what happens in the future, you need to be more aware of the past, not just now. Desiring change is natural, whether it's wanting to be slimmer, taller, or just better overall. While you can't change who you are right now, you can shape your future self. If you have a realistic goal in mind, commit to it and start working on it immediately. Procrastination won't get you anywhere. Take swift action without making excuses. One effective strategy is to visualize yourself as having already achieved your goal. Dealing with conflict. Understanding why people behave the way they do can be tougher when it comes to others than when looking at our actions. But just as we couldn't have acted differently given what we knew at the time, the same goes for others, unless they purposely aim to harm us. Recognizing that people act for reasons and holding them responsible for their actions, even through measures like imprisonment in severe cases, can influence how they behave in the future. It's not about tolerating bad behavior, but breaking the cycle of blame and resentment that often leads to conflict and unhappiness. Emotional awareness. It's normal to feel hurt or upset when someone behaves in a way that bothers us, but holding on to those feelings can be harmful. In any conflict, both sides usually think they're right. It's hard to expect the other side to admit they're wrong. Instead, we can try to understand their perspective, even if we don't agree with it. This can help us move towards solving the problem. When we can distinguish between our automatic reactions and the reality of a situation, we gain clarity and detachment. For instance, fearing mice doesn't mean they're dangerous, it's our subconscious reacting to them. Acknowledging this allows us to accept fear while responding in a controlled, constructive manner. Menacing thoughts. Our thoughts can steer our happiness, but we're not stuck with them. When negative thoughts pop up, we've got the power to challenge them. It might feel overwhelming at first, but we can accept our feelings of unhappiness or worry. By recognizing these thoughts for what they are, just thoughts, we can acknowledge them and move forward. It's all about taking control and not letting negative thinking hold us back. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, CBT, is used to change negative thoughts just like. Subsequently, introduce an alternative rational thought, ART, to challenge the initial perspective and accompany it with evidence supporting this alternative. Finally, assess the degree of belief in the ART, expressing it as a percentage. Write down the upsetting thoughts you're having. Note any reasons or evidence that seem to support this negative thought. Think of a more positive or realistic way to view the situation, even if you don't fully believe it yet. List any evidence or reasons that support this new positive thought. Decide how much you believe in the new positive thought on a scale from 0% to 100%. Review this chart regularly. Add new evidence supporting the positive thought and adjust your belief percentage accordingly. Make a chart for every recurring negative thought you have, following the same steps above. Empowerment through action. Instead of dwelling on negativity, let's focus on how we can actively contribute to addressing global challenges. By voting, donating, or getting involved in activism, we can make a real difference. Remember, we all have the power to go beyond the usual and create meaningful change for a better future. Remember, you have the power to shape your life by embracing the choices you make. You take control and move away from feeling like a victim. This mindset shift allows you to see challenges as opportunities for growth. Practice thinking positively and productively to a lasting sense of happiness. Changing your attitude opens doors to creating the life you desire. Take charge, learn, and grow. The possibilities are endless. Key points. 1. Accept and manage tough emotions to grow personally. 2. Challenge negative thoughts with therapy techniques. 3. Focus on actionable steps for a better future. 4. Redirect attention from negativity to solutions. 5. Confront fears and worries to overcome limitations. 6. Understand perspectives to resolve conflicts. 7. Take action to address global challenges and shape a better future.